Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here with another video in this WebMatrix video series. In this video, we're going to start working with video, and we're going to see how easy it is to work with different kinds of video using the Video Helper object that is available for Microsoft WebMatrix. So here I have a template page. I've copied and created this CSHTML file called playvideo.cshtml, and I've derived from the site template that we've been using throughout the course of these videos. And here you can see in this white area where it says playing a video, this is the empty part of the page where we're going to add our embedded video player. So we're going to see how really easy this is to do syntactically. You'll note here that I've created a folder called video, and I've included a WMV file called Joe Skydiving. Now to play that video, I'm going to simply say at video dot, and here I'm going to use the media player. However, I could just as easily say video dot Silverlight or video dot Flash to play a SWIFT file or a ZAP file. It works just the same. And the interesting thing there is that even though the name of the helper object is video, you could play any SWIFT file, whether it's a video or not, and you could run any ZAP file, any Silverlight ZAP file, whether it's a video or not. So this is a really powerful helper object. We're going to use the standard media player, and first thing I need to do is specify what's the path of the media file that I want to play. So in our case, it's going to be video slash joeskydiving.wmv. Now there are a whole collection of parameters that each of these video players will accept. Let's start with some size parameters. So let's say the width is 360 pixels, I suppose, and these need to be passed as strings. Since we have a width, we'll also need a height. Specify that the height is going to be I'm just going to guess and say 260. We want the video to play when the page loads, so let's set auto start equal to true. And what other settings might we provide? Maybe we don't want the video to play in a continuous loop. That can be a little bit annoying to our website visitors. So let's say the play count is 2. We just want to run through the video twice. We can also specify a UI mode, so we're going to specify full as the UI mode. Stretch to fit. In case the video doesn't is smaller than the 360 by 250 size that I just specified, we're going to say stretch to fit equal true, and then it will, on a best efforts basis, expand the video so that it fits inside the dimensions, of course, dependent on what the aspect ratio for this particular video is. Let's also say enable context menu so that the user has access to the context menu of the video player. Let's set mute equal to false. Right, so we want volume on when the video loads, but depending on what you're doing, you might want to set mute equal to true so that when it first loads, the video starts to play but the sound is off. In our case, we're going to set it equal to true, but because this is me jumping out of a plane and there's a lot of wind rushing by, it's a little noisy, so we're going to specify that the volume should start at just 30, so it'll be a fairly low volume. Okay, so at video.mediaPlayer, path, height and width, auto starts true, play count is true, UI mode is full, stretch to fit true, enable context menu true, mute false, default volume of 30. Now let's run this, and I'm going to tell you in advance that it will fail. It's going to tell me I don't know what that video. I don't know what video is. The name video does not exist in the current context. Now, if you played with some of the pre-release versions of WebMatrix, you'll note that the video helper object was built in. But in the interest of efficacy for folks that may or may not use some of the helpers, we've abstracted some of the helpers into packages, and what that means is that we're going to have to go out and get some of the helper objects, namely that include the video player. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go to my local host, this running version of my website here inside the WebMatrix tool. I'm going to go to underscore admin. A note here gives me the opportunity to enter a password. I'm going to enter a password. I'm going to create that, and then I'm going to click here on the click here link to continue and verify your password. Oh, after you have renamed the file to password.config, right? So notice there's underscore password.config is in the app underscore data admin file. So let's go back into my file explorer. Let's refresh. You know, we now have this file in app data admin. And we're just going to rename that to get rid of the leading underscore. Now let's go back out and enter our password. And here we have the package manager. Now this is a WebMatrix front end to the NuGet package manager that you've probably heard about. We're not interested in the installed ones. We're going to look at the online packages, the ones that are available for download, so you need to be connected. And what we're going to be looking for here is the helper objects. So you'll note there are a whole collection here. And we want the ASP.NET Web Helper Objects Library. And we're going to go ahead and pick the 1.1 version. So I'm going to click on Install. That's the one I want. We'll confirm our installation. Notice it tells me that it's successfully installed. If I go back into WebMatrix and refresh, what you'll now see is there's a bin directory. If we open the bin directory, you notice we can see this DLL, Microsoft Web Helpers.dll. Now if I go ahead run my page again, will give us a chance to correct any typographic errors, but notice I've misspelled height, but notice here that we've now moved on. We no longer get that error message that video is unknown. We just have to fix our typographic error.
Yo, Joe!
And now you can see our video is playing. All right, that's me
all
getting ready
from
to
New Hampshire.
Skydive. Jumping out of a plane there. Right. But the point is that it was that easy to insert a video. The only thing that's changed from pre-release versions is that we had to use the underscore admin interface to the NuGet package manager to download the additional helper objects. But it's that easy. And the same process if you're going to play a SWIFT file or a ZAP file. So now embedding video in your ASP.NET WebMatrix web pages is just that easy.